NPR's correspondent David Green is on the road talking with Americans about the economy during President Obama's first 100 days. He began his trip way up north in the snows of Michigan, and this morning he joins us from Atlanta, Georgia, where it's, well, David, what is the temperature in the Peach State today?
Well, I think the high is like going to be 67, Leanne. So I think we're talking about like a 75-degree swing from when we started up in the UP of Michigan. So I'm in short sleeves and really quite happy.
Wow. Well, welcome, by the way. Have we interrupted your breakfast?
Not yet, but I'm going to be having some pancakes very soon. So
excellent. We just heard from some people that have Plan Bs. What about the people you're talking with? Are they making plans for the worst?
A lot of people along I-75 are definitely planning for the bad news to come, that they might be laid off. But I was actually interested. I was in houseboat country in Kentucky, and there are a lot of factories that are laying off workers because the people are just not buying boats. And I was fascinated because some people there just said they don't want to think about their Plan B yet because they love their job so much. They're just hoping that the economy swings back. I'm actually here at the Stone Soup Kitchen in Atlanta, a little neighborhood cafe. And the owner of this restaurant, Jason McDonald, told me that he's actually become the Plan B for a lot of people in Atlanta. And he's right here. I want to let you talk to him.
Great.
Hey, this is Jason.
Hi, Jason. How's your business these days?
Our business is doing well. I mean, we're selling comfort food, so we've seen a big increase in pancake sales because I think people just want to eat those fluffy pancakes and forget about their problems. But I put an ad on Craigslist for a server, and in the past I would usually get about 40 responses. I got 350 this time.
Wow.
About 90 in the first 3 hours, and a lot of them were from people who hadn't worked in the restaurant biz in a while, you know, people who'd had jobs in marketing, or, you know, had security guards. I mean, they ran the gamut from every kind of job you can imagine. Mm. I wish I could have hired them all, but I only had one position.
Are you married?
Yes.
Does your wife work with you?
Well, interesting you would ask. My wife, Catherine, just got laid off from her job, and I'm trying to convince her to come work at the restaurant part-time, and she's being a little resistant.
Is she there?
She is here with me, and I'm trying to get her to sling some hash today with us, but I'll let you talk to her.
All right, okay. Great. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. They're not pulling me back into the restaurant industry. They're not doing it.
You really don't want to see your husband all the time, both at home and at work?
Oh, my. Well, we have worked together plenty of times in the past. It's fine. But you know what? Yeah. He can stay here all day, and I'll go to my Plan B, which is not to wait on tables.
So you're just in there for breakfast this morning?
Yes.
Great. Can I talk to David?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Hold on.
Hi, Leanne.
So, David, where are you going next?
Well, in Atlanta for a little while, and then down to Florida and on to Miami to finish this first part of the big road trip.
And can we keep track of you?
You can. NPR.org/100days. I'm putting photos up. I'm tweeting, so you can follow me on Twitter, and you can also send ideas. And actually, Jason, the owner here, that's how he got in touch. He put a comment on our website, and here I am at his restaurant.
All right. Well, we'll be in touch again. NPR's David Green reporting this morning from Atlanta, Georgia. David, thanks, and good luck out there.
Thank you, Leanne.
You're listening to NPR News.